This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Boy, I've saved the best for last. My son is 9 years old. My other son's 6. And my daughter is also 9. I am not planning on having the talk with my daughter. I'm going to let my wife do that.
Excellent decision.
Now, you have a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Did you guys delineate that way?
Pretty much, yeah.
Did you ever have the talk with your son?
We had a talk, but probably not. I don't know. It's awkward for everybody, for every dad to have to go through this, but it's one of those things that you do. But we did the same thing. We did.
Yeah. She had to talk with the girl.
She handled the daughter. I handled the son.
So did you make an appointment like I need to talk with him, so I'm going to sit him down? Or did you just wait for a moment where kind of naturally I'm going to do it here?
I waited. It was extremely awkward. And
did he know it was coming?
No.
So you just kind of said, hey, let's talk for a second.
Yeah.
And sprung it on him.
Right.
How old do you think he was? Do you remember?
Probably middle school, I think.
Okay. So this would have been, let's see, he would have been 11 or 12, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Or a little older. What spurned it for you? I'm genuinely asking your advice here because you've gone through this.
I can't remember exactly, but typically these things, I know when I was a kid and when my dad had to talk with me, it was.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. It was because something was said or something happened that was like, I don't know what this means, but I'm going to say it because I heard it at school. And then it's like everybody gets this weird look on their face like, oh, what did you just say? And then dad ushers you out into the car. We go for a drive and we have a talk.
Do you know how old you were?
I was in grade school.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how old, but
I don't remember exactly how old I was. I would guess maybe third grade. But I remember my dad sitting me down. It was in the back of our station wagon.
Mm.
And I don't remember exactly how old we were, but I remember the talk. Just because if my dad had sat me down and told me some new information that I wasn't aware of, I would have been like, oh, okay, that's cool. I don't know if I would have remembered it. But he was so uncomfortable, and it was such a weird thing for him to take me aside.
Yeah.
And then to be sitting in the back of our car. I don't even remember why we were. I really don't. But our station wagon had one of those like hatchback that opened up,
yeah.
But then it had a seat that faced the back.
Yeah.
So we were sitting in there. And I remember it was like he had to get me sitting somewhere where I was a captive audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to like explain some things. And I was like, okay, I'm not really sure why we're having this discussion or why this is so important. But you clearly think it is. So that's what I remember. I remember a couple lines from it that I won't share on the air because, you know, but So I just had the talk with my son, my 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal, the way this has played out. Last year, actually, I guess 2 years ago now, so 2022, we went down to Florida for a soccer tournament, just me and him. And I thought, we're going to be in the car for 2 hours driving to this thing. I'm just going to bust it out in the middle of that thing and just see what he thinks, because he's captive audience. Again, great idea. Mm-hmm. So I did. And here's exactly how this conversation plays out. We stopped at a gas station because I wanted to get him like a treat or something to have that he could kind of turn to if he was feeling weird. Mm-hmm. So I got him a king-size smoothie Skittles, smoothie flavor. I was also kind of interested in these.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah, because I had never tried them. So we're driving, and I don't get him a lot of candy, especially a king-size candy like that. So this was a pretty big deal. He's like, oh, man, this is great. 2 hours, and I got a big old thing of candy, and I think maybe a slush, too. I'm not sure. And so I said, hey, do you know what what sex is? And warning, parent warning, you know, if you got your kids in the car, obviously, you know where we're headed. We've been talking about it for 4 minutes now. But I said, you know what this is? And he said, yeah, I do. And I was like, oh, because he was only 8 at the time. And I said, well, what is it? And he said, well, it's when the gametes meet and they form a zygote, and one comes from the father and the other comes from the mother, and one gets an X chromosome, a Y chromosome would form a boy, two X's would form a girl. I mean, he was just full, like, this is exactly what this is, and it forms a new child in the mother's womb, the mother carries it to gestation. I was like, dang, man. And he reads a lot.
Yeah.
And so he's read this in probably kids' anatomy books that explain it scientifically, which is what they're doing. I'm glad they're doing that and not explaining other things. Mm-hmm. And we're very careful about what we give them and let them watch and stuff. So right. I'm pretty sure I knew which book this had come from, but I didn't realize that it was like, oh, he's got it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, do you know how that happens? And he's like, well, yeah, I think I just told you. I'm like, well, there's a little more to it than that. You know, it involves a husband and a wife and so on. And so I explained, the action to him. And he was like, huh, okay. And I said, do you have any questions or anything? And he's just scientifically, factually interested in this. Yeah. And that's it. Right. On that level alone.
Yeah.
So I've gotten to him before he's starting to hit puberty. So he goes, okay. I said, you got any questions? He goes,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What do you think is your favorite flavor of the smoothie Skittles?
That's perfect.
And I'm like, I think it's strawberry, man. That was it. That was the conversation. So I'm like, well, I did my fatherly duty, but then we just had, again, in November, we had another one of those trips where I knew I was going to be in the car with him, same deal. And I thought, I'm going to follow up because, if anything's changed in a year, and at this time it could,
yeah,
maybe I could bring it back up and he had more questions. Well, I did, and he just kind of didn't. And in fact, he's at that age now where he's like, bleh,
yeah,
girls, you know?
Right.
So I'm asking you, as an older and wiser person in the faith,
uh-huh,
do I just keep going back to him? Do I make this an endless dialogue now, or do I sit down with him again at some point and have the talk?
It's tough because all kids have so much access, no matter how careful we are with...
And we are very careful.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to get exposed. So and I'm certainly not an expert, but my recommendation would be that you just watch and observe, and you'll be able to tell when he's starting to get interested in, when the hormones start going,
yeah,
and things are changing a little bit, and then pick your time. I wouldn't just keep drilling it until you sense, or you could wait like me till I say something stupid in front of a big room full of people. And then
let's go sit in the back of the station wagon, son.
But you know, you're a good parent, and you got great kids, and I think that you'll be able to sense when the time's right. It kind of happens.
So my daughter is already getting to that point, and mm-hmm, I'm fully allowing my wife to have those conversations. I am not doing it because I don't know what to say. My wife is an enigma to me, and so is my daughter.
Yeah.
I don't get them, and that is okay. I'm okay with having that. Like, I actually enjoy the fact that I still think my wife is a bit of a mystery, because
mm-hmm,
it's like every day I wake up and there's just something else to be solved.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's annoying, but overall, it's why I love her.
Yeah.
And my daughter is the same way. My boys are very huggy. My daughter, when I hug her, she chickens me. She goes, bark, bark, and then she just like noses me in the chest. And I'm like, this isn't really normal, but you're weird. But I think I'm leaning toward doing exactly what you're saying, especially now having heard it. Not pushing it, but just keeping that line of dialogue open.
Yeah.
Because I think he feels comfortable enough to just ask me questions. And that's what I want, is for him, when he gets there, to be like, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
And then to be like, oh, I know who I can answer that is Dad, because I remember that he kind of had these conversations with me. He'll tell me, and he'll tell me privately. And that's the other neat thing that I try to cultivate, is like, hey, this is between you and me.
Right.
You know, not everybody knows about this. But between you and me, here's what's really going on. And that makes him feel like, oh, we got this special little thing then.
Yeah.
So I can bring it to you. That's kind of what I'm trying to create.
He's so analytical and, like you said, just focused on facts.
Yes.
That I think you lucked out with him. The younger one might be an interesting.
I know. Hey, he's six. Yeah. I don't have to cross that bridge yet. But at some point, the interesting conversation is going to happen with the younger one, because I think I kind of let things slide a little bit more with that. That's got to be the third child thing.
Uh-huh.
That the first two were like, you cannot experience this until we say you're ready. The third one, we're like, just stay up till midnight. Who cares? Roy, thanks for being here. Thanks for your advice. Always appreciate your sage wisdom and your friendship. Nothing to add?
You're welcome.
Again, there's that sage wisdom.
Yeah.
Great communicator.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening to Wiggins America. We will see you next time.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.